Loving God, our lives are a very strange mixture. So we can find ourselves standing in the terraces of a football ground, ecstatic at the result with our team scoring a goal, cheering and filled with the excitement of that. We can find ourselves at a concert of music that inspires us and fills our hearts. And yet somehow and sometimes when we come here to this place, we find it more difficult to be touched. Lord, forgive us when we hold you at arm's length, because you do long to come and touch our lives, to bring your healing to the places that are sore and painful, to bring your forgiveness to the places that are hurt and ashamed, to bring your peace to the places that are troubled and fearful. Lord, may you, by your Spirit, prize open the door of our hearts. We thank you that in this church year we are moving towards Lent. And we thank you for that period leading towards Holy Week and Easter, for the opportunity in a particular way that is given to us, your people, to take time in Lent to reflect and review the lives that we are leading, to press the pause button, to take time to pray, to take time to be still in your presence, to open our Bibles and to receive your living word. Loving God, thank you that we are part of your worldwide church. And we pray for that church expressing itself in different ways in different nations across this planet. And we thank you for all those who name Jesus Saviour and Lord. Heavenly Father, we lay the brokenness of our world before you as we do each week. And in the stillness and in the quiet, we name before you now those things which we have heard of or seen or spoken of in this week that have troubled us. Lord, hear us in the quietness, we pray. Lord, as you call us to do in your word, we pray for our royal family. We pray for our government and leaders of the opposition parties. We pray for all of those who are called upon to make important decisions that affect whole nations. Lord, we pray for wisdom and we pray for integrity. Lord, just last evening, social media was filled with the news of a young woman in her 40s who had taken her own life. And it starkly reminds us again of the crisis in mental health facing so many in our nation, in our town, and in our families. And Lord, you know that for some of us who struggle with our mental health or who have family members who do, we feel embarrassed to speak of this. We think that people will judge us. Lord, may this church always be a place where people can come as they are, no matter what troubles them, no matter what their story is, and find that they are welcomed at our table. Lord, in these days of social media, it is so easy for people to choose the way of hurt rather than the way of help. It is so easy for people to be harsh rather than to be kind. Lord, as your people, may our lives be marked by compassion and kindness, by forgiveness and love. And Lord, where there is a hardness in our hearts against another person or situation, where we are sore inside, help us to do business with you in prayer, that we might find release. Lord, we pray for our church family. And we pray for all of those known to us just now who need to know your grace, your mercy, and your peace. Lord, we pray for those who've stopped coming to church. And there are many different reasons that people do that. Lord, we pray for them. Lord, we pray for those who have fallen out with the church, fallen out with you. We pray for them. We pray for people who have lost their faith. We pray for them. We pray for those who would love to step deeper into faith, but are holding back, afraid of what you might ask of them. Lord, we pray for them. And as your people, beloved of God, we pray for ourselves, that wherever we go this week, we may be bearers of the light of Christ. Lord, save us from the sin of hearing your word and then walking away, forgetting it, and doing nothing about what you have said to us. Save us from that, we pray. And as people meet us and as they talk to us, may they see in us just even a glimpse of the glory that is you. Lord, hear in the stillness the prayer of our hearts. And all of our prayers we bring in the name of Jesus. Amen. Prayer is a wonderful gift. There's been a couple of times this week where I've contacted, and you know who you are, some of you on my messenger, and said, look, can you pray about this? And the reason that I ask people to pray about things is because I genuinely believe that that's what God is looking for from us, that we have a living relationship with him, where we share the burdens of our life and the joys of our life, knowing that God accompanies us in that. In Kay Park, because of the way our congregation is made up, people are coming and going at all times of the year, off on their holidays. So Noanne and Alan are off again, I think, at the end of this week. But in particular this week, all of us heading off. And all of us going to Rome to meet up with her daughter Fiona. And then they are travelling to Sri Lanka. And it's interesting because there's a connection with Sri Lanka through the church that Fiona used to be part of in Edinburgh. And the connection is to the minister who is currently serving out in Sri Lanka. And we wish everyone safe travels, but particularly that you take the greetings of this church family to the church in Sri Lanka, so that just a little bit of the blessing of this people of God goes with you, Fiona, to Ian and to God's family in Sri Lanka. Let's just take a moment to pray for that church family there. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the reach of the Church of Scotland goes way beyond Scotland itself. And we thank you for the work that Ian is currently doing, taking care of that Church of Scotland in Sri Lanka. And Lord, thank you for the other ministers and mission partners who are working across the world in different places, bringing your light and hope. Thank you for your people in these places as well. And Lord, we pray for Journey and Mercies, for all of our congregation as we travel around to different places during the year. But especially we pray for a blessing to go with those who travel a further distance, and particularly for all of this week as she goes with Fiona to Sri Lanka. And we pray for that congregation and for your richest blessing to be upon them. Lord, we would take time this morning also to remember the congregation in Rome where Fiona worships. And we thank you for Peter, who is the minister there. And we thank you for the time of rest and holiday that he has recently had here in Britain before he returns, as he has done this weekend, to Rome. Bless and watch over that congregation in their life and their witness for you. We remember them both before you, in Christ's name. Amen. At Easter time this year, Fiona Kendall's going to be home from Rome on what's called deputation. That's when mission partners are back in the UK and they have an opportunity to go around and share the story of the work that we're doing. And we're going to host an event here in Kay Park on April the 14th in the evening. An opportunity for Fiona to tell you about the work that she's doing with Mediterranean Hope, working with refugees and asylum seekers, and an opportunity for you, by your presence, I hope, to show her support and to ask her questions and so on. We're going to be hosting the whole of Presbytery that night, so I am on the lookout for a few bods who would be happy to help me to get that event organised. So if that's something that catches your attention and you think I would be happy to help organise that, organising just basically means doing what I ask you to do. It's not that complicated. But anyway, if you feel you would like to help me, that would be great. But if I can just flag that day up and ask you to kind of ring that in your calendars, Tuesday the 14th of April. And just by our presence here, showing our support for God's work in the wider world. At the end of our service, we have tea and coffee, to which you're most welcome to come and share with us. And we conclude our worship by singing number 468, Son of God, Eternal Saviour.
near or far, in this world or the next, this day